Joe Smentek. I'm the Director of Public Affairs for Minnesota Soybean.
Joe, tell me about Governor Dayton's announcement today involving neonicotinoids and pollinators.
Well, the governor released an executive order to this morning that I guess was signed last night that pretty much went in pretty depth about neonics and pollinators in the state of Minnesota. He had a lot of directions for a lot of the different agencies, PCA and managing all of landfills, Bowser and managing the land that they managed to create habitat for pollinators. And part of that was based on the Department of Agriculture's in-depth look at neonics. And they put in the executive order that neonics should only be used when there's a verified need and some other restrictions on the use of neonics in agriculture.
What is Minnesota Soybean's opinion of this decision slash announcement?
Well, I guess we're a little disappointed that the governor decided to go about it this way and didn't include us at all in any of the decision-making process around these chemicals. You know, we've tried to be really good stewards of these chemicals. We're seeing, you know, in soybeans, you primarily use these for aphids. So we're seeing some resistance to some chemicals, specifically pyrethroids, in aphids. So neonics are a really important tool to have when we have those resistance issues. And we've really been harping on farmers to look at their integrated pest management plans and not to overuse these chemicals because we don't want to build up resistance. So we had kind of already started down a path on this, and then he kind of just layered this on top of that.
Where does this go from here then for Minnesota soybean?
Well, we'll continue working with the University of Minnesota to really kind of figure out where to best use these chemicals and try to use them in the least impactful way to pollinators, and while maintaining them as a vital tool for Minnesota's farmers. You know, we did sign on to a letter of support with the University of Minnesota, Marla Stevick, to do some more research on how neonics are impacting the pollinator populations in the state and how best agriculture can help place habitat or change spraying tactics. When we went to Marla early on last spring, they didn't really have really good answers for us for what we could do. So we're really just interested in finding out how we can be good partners with this and really kind of make sure these tools are available to farmers while not harming the environment, as much as we can prevent it.